The Price is Right. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. The price is right. We pay most interesting prices for objects and things in our life. We pay large prices and small prices. We pay for houses, for cars, for groceries, for furniture. And we buy all these things, and we buy them at a price that we think is right. But how do we determine what is the right price? Well, we have a positive attitude about it. We think kindly about it. We think, oh, that's a good price for that car. We don't think to ourselves, hey, we're being taken. That car is far more expensive than it should be. If I went down the street to another dealer, I would get it for half that price. We don't think that. We think we have been guided to go to the right place and buy the right car at the right price, and we buy it. And we don't go comparison shopping after we have bought it, because we are not interested in finding out that it could have been cheaper or it might have been more expensive. We are happy with our purchase. The price is right. Life gives us many opportunities to find out that the price is right. Because how often have we looked at marriages and said to the people that we see, why did she marry him or why did he marry her? They are just so unsuited to each other. They're so impractical for each other. They each have such unique, strange attitudes about them. She is a petite little thing and he's a big monster. And what could they ever find that would make happiness in their life together? And then you find two people who are extremely intellectual, and they seem to be drawn together, and you think, well, now, they would just be constantly comparing each other and fighting with each other's knowledge. And actually, it's just the difference. Brilliant people walk their own brilliant path joyfully, happily, harmoniously, and they delight in others who walk their brilliant path at the same time, and they don't make comparisons because a brilliant person lives in his own brilliancy. He doesn't live in the brilliancy of another or doesn't try to upgrade or downgrade whatever he sees, whatever appears in the outer around him. He knows who he is, and he is who he is. So, what's that all about? The price is right. Well, when we have a relationship, when we choose someone in our world, we're choosing them because they are someone who make us feel good. And that is the price we're willing to pay. The price of feeling good. Many times people fight in marriages and they're arguing and they're unhappy and they're really angry with each other. And we look at them, we think to them, what a silly thing to do. What silly emotions they have. And yet, as we look at these people who are fighting at each other, they are not sick. Their bodies are not filled with anxiety of hatred. They are not living in poverty. They live a perfectly normal life, other than the fact that they're continuously arguing with each other. And you and I, who are not arguers, we look at people who argue and we think to ourselves, what a waste of energy. What a waste two perfectly wonderful people who could be happy with each other. And then we begin to look at them and we begin to realize they're like little puppy dogs or little lions or little bear cubs. They fight with each other and they maul each other and they roll and they tumble. They don't hurt each other. They're just tearing each other to pieces and not hurting each other in the slightest. They're just jumping on top of each other and trying to show who's dominant, who is the leader of the pack, even though they're just little puppies together. And as they're doing this, to the outside world, it looks like, my gosh, what are they doing? They're tearing themselves up. Listen to them growl and scream and yell and shout. Well, couples who choose each other and argue and shout their way through their married life are like the little baby animals, the little baby cubs and the little lion cubs and bear cubs who are chewing each other apart. And really, what are they doing? As far as we interpret from a lion and a cub, a bear cub, they're preparing themselves for handling life. And this is not true. They are not preparing themselves for handling the rough world around them. That is just their nature, to be playful and to have fun. And to be playing, they need something to play with. And so they play with each other. And they roll and they tumble and they growl and they chase each other up the tree and down the tree and around. And nobody shouts, "Mama, he chased me." They're just having fun. And nobody is being killed. They're just having fun. They may be appearing to chew each other to pieces, but they're just having fun. Now, when it goes over the edge and they start tearing apart some innocent or weakling in the group, well, there it goes back to Mother Nature that says the weak shall not survive because they are a detriment to the tribe. And that's just the way the program goes for them. But we humans don't have that same situation. Yet we do have the situation where adults who get married and they continue their argumentative method that they had as youngsters are like the lion cubs who never grow up, who are always fighting, who are going out and looking at the world to have fun with, to roly-poly with, and to tumble and run with. Life is not a life of anger. The world is not a world of being uptight. The world is a world of The Price is Right. The world is a world where everyone does those things that make them happy. And the thing is, the problem comes up when you or I judge what others are doing. When we judge a couple who are arguing with themselves and each other, and we think, what a terrible marriage. And yet, they may have the most dedicated, compassionate, sexually active, and wonderful marriage that the world has ever known. And we could never know that because we are not privy to all those things. They know it, and yet they don't know it. They're like the little cub bears, fighting and rolling and punching and having a ball, just loving everything they do. They don't hurt each other. Oh, they may cluck each other and they may do silly things which look like they're going to kill each other, but they don't. They are in love with each other, and they are in love with life, and they are in love with love. And our limited observation tells us all too often that we are missing the point. We are missing the point in what is really the right price for what's being done here. They pay the price of sharing their childish puppydom up through their adult life. But there is a compassion and a sharing between each other that is a bond that can never be broken. And their lives, generally speaking, are healthier than many people who bottle up their emotions and bottle up their feelings and are not able to let it show. I'm not saying we should become like the puppies and have the roly-poly attitude throughout our entire life. But then again, that wouldn't be necessarily too bad an idea, would it? Perhaps there'd be fewer wars in the world if in our individual lives we were able to let go and let expressions of our emotions and our feelings without anger, without the feeling that we need to kill somebody or destroy somebody else, just to let our emotions come out. People who love to cry, they cry. People who love to laugh, they laugh. People who love to feel sorrow and pain, they feel sorrow and pain. And it's not real for them. No, it's not real. And people who are saying, "I'm going to die, I'm going to die," and they never die. They live all their lives saying, "I'm going to die." And you say, "Well, my goodness, that's contrary to the principle. The law of cause and effect says if you say you're going to die, you're going to die." Well, they don't really believe that. Those are words they're using because they know it gets them results in the outer world. It makes everybody feel sorry for them. It makes everybody want to come and hold their hand. It makes everybody want to play their game however they're playing it. If a movie actor were sincerely living the part he plays, he would live so diverse a life that it would be unbelievable. He would be one moment a killer, another moment a lover, another moment a great horseman, another moment a poor horseman, another moment any number of the things that he's asked to play. And that's why so many movie stars do not want to be typecast. They do not want to be shown as just a cowboy. They want to be a lover. They want to be all the other things that they can possibly be. And this is a wise thing, too. It's an unstable thing if this is their life, but it's a wise thing insofar as it's a game they're playing. And none of these things do they want to be. They want to be all of these things because they want to show how they can pretend that they are. The great actors are people who have great personalities, people who believe in themselves, people who believe in the world, people who have joy and compassion and joy and love and joy and peace and joy and wonderment for all the world. And with this, and in all the world having this, the world is just a little more exciting place than any of us could ever imagine, because they're living in a life that is filled with so many wonderful things that we can hardly contain ourselves to list them. Today, look at your life and say, is the price right? Am I paying too much for the happiness I get? Am I paying too little for the happiness I get? Do I think that I'm paying anything at all for the happiness I get? Or do I just live a happy, joyful life? Do I have my charisma be so ideal and so powerful that everywhere I look, I see a reflection of me? Everywhere I look, I see who I really am shining forth. Every being in my world is a reflection of me. And however strong I am in my attitude about myself, that is what my reflection shines forth in me, as me, for me, through me. Today, I live the price is right. I live positive with myself. I live without judgment. I live with unconditional love as my total expression of who and what I am. And I live it 100% of my life right now. And I have an ideal body. I have an ideal mind. I have an ideal world in which I live. And I am the happiest guy in the universe. I love you. I love you. I love you.